It would not be fair if the kills, the lion worked harder, good, the lion worked harder, therefore he so shall we say, the mightier you are, the greater is your share. Right? No? Not agreed. But this was your answer. You said, because he worked harder. He worked harder because he had greater strength. Right? Because he worked harder, because he had greater strength. So it follows, now you discuss with me. You got a good point. You rightly said that the lion should get, I am saying rightly only now, I may change my opinion afterwards. You said the lion should get more than the other animal. Why? Because lion worked harder. Right. He worked harder, I'm now arguing. He worked harder because he had greater strength. Right? Shall we therefore conclude that the stronger you are, the greater should be your share? No? Doesn't follow. Argue against me then. This was the conclusion you derived earlier. The lion worked harder, therefore he should get a bigger share. Right? Now I argued that he worked harder because lion was stronger. Right? Therefore the conclusion, the stronger you are, the greater should be your share. Doesn't follow. Some mistake there, some fallacy. No? Now you find out the fallacy. The stronger you are, the greater is your share. This is my statement. In fact, you know, this statement is so powerful in the history of the world. You must have heard a very powerful statement. This statement you must have heard very powerful. Might is right. And this is the argument. It is might which gives you the power to work harder. Therefore, mightier you are, the more mighty you are, the more right you are. No? No, doesn't follow. Good. You are a good philosopher. Pardon?
What I should have said,
yes,
is that the animal should be split in half because the other, the smaller, the bigger animal works as hard as it could.
Good. That's right. Your decision was upon how much hard was the work, not the mightier. Right? So your answer should have been different. You should have said both should have got hard because both worked equally. The lion worked, he certainly contributed more because his strength was greater. But according to his strength, he worked as much as the other one worked according to his strength. Therefore both should get half an hour. That is called justice. Right? Might is right is not correct, therefore. Justice does not depend upon your might. Justice depends upon the share that you contribute to a result. Right? This is the answer, correct answer, no? Justice depends upon the share that you put forward. Now this is a short example of philosophical thinking. You have one notion, you start with the word justice, you take an example and apply it and then argue whether it is fair or not. And many notions of fairness will come up. A lawyer goes to the court of law and argues for 5 minutes and then he turns to his client and says, give me 1,000 rupees. This is what is happening every day, no? You go to a court of law. A lawyer argues for 5 minutes and says to his client, now give me 1,000 rupees. A laborer goes to a farm, toils the whole day, not 5 minutes, toils the whole day. He perspires, gets fatigued, and after one full day, he gets only 10 rupees. Is it just? Is there justice in this? No. Why? As the laborer, and yet he gets more. Now the lawyer argues, I am now in favor of a lawyer now. Lawyer says, I was toiling and toiling and toiling when my law examination was coming up. Day and night, day and night. I worked very hard. After long, long labor, I got through my examination of law, which gave me the degree of law, as a result of which I can go into the court of law. So although I argue only for 5 minutes, behind those 5 minutes, the work that I have put to be able to go to the court of law is much greater. This laborer does not know how to read. He has not troubled himself as to how to read, how to write, how to think. To develop my brain power, which has never developed, I have worked so hard. Now what is your argument? Pardon? Good, good argument. Now, is there anybody who can argue against this argument? That will really become a dialogue. At present only it is one-way traffic. We can have two-way traffic, three-way traffic. Anybody to argue against this argument? Repeat the argument. Your first sentence is very important. Since I had opportunity to go to the school, therefore I could not develop my brain power. Right? Now, is there anybody who can argue against this statement? Since I had no opportunity to go to the court of law. Sorry, we shall finish it only with this argument. Supposing I were to say, look, I know this laborer very well. My father told him, my son is going to the school, but this fellow said all the time, oh no, I don't like studies. Therefore he remained ignorant. He didn't develop the brain power, not that he had no opportunity. Opportunity was given to him. He didn't use the opportunity. I developed the opportunity, I took advantage of the opportunity. He didn't. So my conclusion is, I should therefore be paid more than this laborer. This is just, right or wrong? Good argument? Good or good? It's a good argument, but... No, my father gave the money. He gave the money, he said, you go to the school. He didn't take the advantage of it. He said, no, I don't like studies. It's very bothersome. I don't understand. Now what to do? What is the answer? Seems to be correct, no? Yes? Now anybody can argue against it?
I felt I would learn more with the...
Pardon?
I felt I would learn more working with my hands.
Yes. Quite all right. Therefore?
Therefore, I didn't want to go to school.
Good, to some extent. Can you find an argument against this? What's your name?
Torbjorn.
Torbjorn, do you have anything to say against this argument? You follow the argument? Tell me, what is the argument? All right, we shall study. She said, I could work better with my hands, therefore I went to the labor field instead of going to the school. I could work better. Now you see the
I would learn more.
I would learn more. Now you see there is a different dimension of the argument, new argument starts. If I can learn better with one method, you learn better through another method, why should I get less than you? You worked according to the method that you wanted, I worked according to my method. Why should be a difference now? Good argument? Seems, no? No? Now let us take another dimension. We leave it at the moment, we shall come back to it. Yes, Matsya? Why? So now let me argue in his favor. Huh? Mathieu, I was just going to argue in your favor now. Let me see. There is a good story in Bible. There was a master who had some work to be done, so he wanted to employ some laborers. He went in the morning and brought 3 or 4 laborers from the market. Said, work now here. Then this laborer said, if you want to complete the work by the evening, even if these 4 of us work together, we won't be able to complete the work by evening. So you should bring some more. So he went back again after 1 or 2 hours and brought some more laborers. Instead of coming at 8 o'clock, they came at 11 o'clock to work. After some time, they also said, if you want the work to be finished by 5 o'clock, even if all of us work together, it won't be finished by the evening. So he went out again, master went out. At 2 o'clock, he brought 3-4 more people. They started working. At 4 o'clock, again they said, work is still so much pending, We won't be able to finish by 5 o'clock. So the master went again. At 4 o'clock he brought again a few more laborers. By 5 o'clock the work was finished. Then came the time of payment. And the master told his treasurer and said, give to all the laborers equal amount of money. Then those who had come at 8 o'clock in the morning, they protested and said, why? We have worked from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And this fellow, he came to 4 o'clock, 4 to 5 only. Why should he be given the same amount of money as I am being given? Matthew, now tell me, I am arguing for you, no? This is what exactly what the master said. And he gave an argument. He said, why all should be paid equal? He said, the need of everybody is equal. It's a new dimension, new argument. The need of everybody is equal. Therefore, each one should be paid equally. Good argument? This was your argument, no? The need of the lawyer and the need of the laborer is the same. So why should the lawyer be paid more than the laborer? Good argument? Yes, see this argument now? Right. Therefore, justice consists in what? Fairness consists in what? Good. You give the share according to the needs. Good answer? Justice consists in distributing all that you have according to the need of everybody. Good answer? That is called justice. Now tomorrow you give me an argument against this. This is a good argument. Now think of an argument which will target at this and say, no, this is not true. Right? If you can, if you can see that, no, there is no argument against it, then we shall say, alright, fine, this is the final answer. This is justice. But if it is possible to argue against it, please do. Right? This is the process of philosophizing. Good? You want to define what is justice. And we have gone through all these arguments. Now tomorrow you should be able to give me a statement which will include all these arguments. Remember, all these arguments. It's difficult, you know. When you argue, you can go on arguing. But afterwards, if somebody says, tell me all the steps of the argument, it is difficult. Now tomorrow, at least two of you will give me the arguments.
For paying to everybody according to his needs, not according to whether he has worked more or worked less. And how do you decide who has worked more and who has worked less? You may work for 1 hour, but intensely. Somebody may work for 5 hours, but loosely. So how do you know how much should be paid? So his argument was, you go to the need of the persons and pay to everybody according to the need. So the lawyer should be paid according to the need, and the laborer also should be paid according to the need. Now this is where we had stopped last time, no? Now do you think we have reached a good point of decision that everybody should be paid or should be given according to the needs? Yes, it's a good decision. Now let us go into the depth of this question. There was a young man who said, I should be paid in terms of a jar, a beautiful jar. I don't want 10 pounds or 20 pounds or I want a jar. And the jar was given to him, very costly. He said, I need a jar. He went home and broke it. And next day he came again and said, give me a jar, I need it. That is my need. And every day he broke a jar and said, this is my need.